I will do good for approximately 3 hours this evening. So as always, you are in the employ of John P. Lightning for that time. A loyal listener to the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza. You shall be. Yes, sir.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The more music special coming down the track.
Johnny Lightning tonight presenting Two Cuts in a Row by Al Basile, featuring Duke Robillard and his band behind him. Quality music.
I like to tell stories about yesterday.
Yeah, I
and
will.
When it comes to the women, you're the one that got away. I took a little trip once, but just across the track, and you ran off with Jody before I could get back. Said turnabout is just fair play. I did the dance and I had to pay. Can't help wondering about the way your love goes, but that's something only Jody knows. I still can remember how you made me feel. Didn't have to work at it, just part of the deal. A good day around you was the best I had. And when the nights turned cold, oh, it didn't seem so bad. Of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest of these it might have been. Just how your garden grows, but that's something only Jody knows. Only Jody knows how to give you slack, how to let you leave, knowing you'll be back. Is you or never let me know. It hasn't been too bad or living this way, but it hasn't been roses each and every day. I made my bed, I'm sleeping in fine, but I can't help thinking of what might have been mine. I could have been living Jody's place. Maybe could have had that smile I see on Jody's face. And life would have been different, I suppose, but that's something only Jody knows. Sleeping in fine. am thinking of what might have been mine. I could have been living in Jody's place. Maybe could have had that smile I see on Jody's face. And life would have been different, I suppose. But that's something. Only Jody knows.
Yeah, he'll never be big because, well, he plays a big horn and he sounds great. But that was Al Brasil. And that one was, that was Only Jody Knows. And only John Lightning knows how to bring you great music. I do it every other week for approximately a half hour at thereabouts when we do this here, a little bit of everything Radio Extravaganza pregame show featuring the type of music I like to listen to. And if you don't, come back in about 20 minutes. Here's more Al and Duke Robillard. Here on the Big Sound from the Big Town, the 11L Network, this is R&I.
Take it, brother Al. Yes, sir.
brother, Al Basile. Consider yourself fortunate to be able to hear this great music here on the pregame show. It's musical heaven on 11. That's right, a musical heaven. You don't have to die to get into this heaven every other week. Of course, when I'm not here, there's purgatory. There's Dave the Boogeyman. And I hope he's not listening. I probably ain't anyway. It's Mommy's Day, and all you mothers out there listening tonight, as a matter of fact, if your mom is not listening to this show, give her a call right now. Give her the URL or whatever the hell it is that she needs, and she might you might never hear from her again. Hey, here's one from Freddie Cannon you've probably never heard before. It's the rare stereo version of his version of the St. Louis Blues. We've got the blues on R&I.
I hate to see that even sun go down.
I'm waiting for him to go. Woo!
I hate to see that even sun go down. But my baby, she done left this town. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel.
I think we had a little digital skip right before he went woo. Can we hear that again? Woo! There we go. Still doesn't mean I'm going back to turntables or cassettes or reels or carts or any of that other obsolete technology. I've got obsolete computers there.
Flight 11. Non-stop music.
This is the day that I don't want you anymore. No matter what you say, this is the day. This is the day. Just go away.
say, this is the day.
As a group I first heard a year or two ago and didn't pay much attention to, even though I liked what I heard, but I didn't, I don't know, I guess, you know, when you come into about 300 or 400 pieces of new music every week, downloading is so great, you don't get around to it. But Dave our Boogeyman started playing the hell out of Einstein's Sister, and I went back and revisited and said, why haven't I been playing these songs? Like that one there called This Is The Day from, I forget which album, but I like that one so much, I'll probably play it in the body of the show because everybody should get to hear it. Everybody should, of course, get to hear John P. Lightning on Planet Radio, WBCQ, where we'll be shortly. Wait a minute, I got to go way off mic here. So I said, why, not rock and roll enough? They want something loud and grungy? For the person that sent the email, as usual, hey, give me a name so I can put you down by name. Here's something loud and grungy. You might remember the original of this version, which was done by, who was it? I believe Eddie and the Hot Rods. But this is an aggregation called the Eyeliners. As soon as I find some eyeliner that doesn't, you know, like cake up the minute I... Don't start! Next Saturday is going to... Okay, hit it, please.
And make a movie, I thought out loud.
I didn't want... Well, wait a minute. That's not even what I was looking for. Can I have the eyeliners, please? Thank you! I hope I'm more proficient in the next hour. Unlikely. Okay, I think actually it was the Rods, not Eddie and the Hot, but it was. But that's a good version.
Music.
I got to tell you, we've got the best music in the world on Radio New York International. Not that you'll be hearing much of it for the next couple of hours, because coming up momentarily is talk radio at its finest. The A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza. We are Pally right here, John B. Lightning, coming to you from the Isle of Staten in glorious, wonderful New York City, where
music
is coming at you.
This is RNI, featuring Johnny Lightning.
Your whole wing gold. Have my whole wing silver. And your whole wing gold. Ain't even worth the taste of my baby's good general. She my every girl I meet with a charm recipe. I every girl I meet with a charm recipe. All of my baby's jelly and chew the piece of me. Man, I ain't no room for cookies, ice cream, or chocolate cake. I said I ain't no room for cookies, ice cream, or chocolate cake. I need so much jelly, boy, I have a bellyache. And I said, nick that cataract, you give a dog a bone. I said, nick that cataract, give a dog a bone. You give a dog some jelly, man, he'll never run away from home.
Was good. Oh, that was even great. The late Sean Costello what one called Jelly Roll Blues. That was Jelly Roll Blues from John P. Lightning, who gave up eating jelly rolls and jelly donuts years ago because otherwise I'd weigh 350 pounds at least and be a diabetic already. I've tried to keep a couple of things in my life under control. One problem I still have, yeah, I've still got that old Radio Jones. And I'm going to prove it by bringing you 3 hours of something that replicates radio as done in an alternate universe, as done on an alternate planet, as done on the planet, Planet Radio, WBCQ. That's our extravaganza coming up in about a minute or so.